There you go. Thank you.
I'll just wait for Lydia to come back. She's just gone to make herself another cup of Earl Grey tea. Yes. No, it's okay. So she was in her, I think she said she was 98, and she was wearing all pink and pearl necklace and like a really sparkly brooch and just had pink lipstick and perfect white hair. She just looked absolutely stunning. Anyway, she'd had a really, like she'd lost her husband in the first, like in the war, and she had been, anyway, she was just saying he was her first and only love. And she was just, because I was there with my husband as well, and she was just like, oh, he's so handsome, nice and tall. So, yeah, and so we just bonded over that. And she just was like, oh, just, it was really nice that someone complimented her just, and she was just at the shops on Sunday in her Sunday best. Oh, that's right. Yes, she's like, I'm not too overdone, am I? I'm not mutton dressed as lamb, am I? I'm like, no, you look so beautiful. Anyway, so Mum has introduced me, so you know that I'm a beauty therapist. I'm not actually used to speaking in front of people. Usually I like just talk to them and they're laying down, the lights are dim, there's soft music. And so if everyone just wants to close their eyes and lay down on the floor, I'll feel quite at home. No, just joking. Anyway, first of all, I'll start with just telling you a really funny story. So we were at the shops, my husband and I, his name is Chris, and I just saw this lady and she just had such an amazing figure. She was like early 20s. Had such an amazing figure, was wearing a figure-hugging dress, quite short, high heels, tanned legs. Her hair was just like straightened and blow-dried and absolutely perfect. And her makeup was just done absolutely perfectly. Like, she was flawless. And I must admit, I was feeling a little jealous, but I was just like, oh, I felt really, because we were in Kmart, so I was not dressed up, and she obviously wanted the opposite sex's attraction, so she was just all dressed up. Anyway, so I was once again feeling quite self-conscious, so then I was like, oh, Chris is definitely going to notice her. Anyway, and he just leans over to me, and he's just like, do you think that's a man? I was just floored with laughter. I just could not believe it. That poor woman, like she had spent so much time meticulously putting on her makeup, doing her hair, choosing the perfect outfit, and to impress a handsome man, and Chris pretty much fit that bill, and he thought she was a man. So I think she was just, he just thought someone trying so hard must have not been beautiful herself, but she definitely was. So true beauty does not come from makeup and hair products. True beauty comes from inside. People who are insecure in who they are think all that people see is what is skin deep. They're afraid of what people will think. They're afraid to show who they really are. They are hiding behind a mask of makeup. They're covering up who they really are. The flipping Kardashians, I tell you what, they are why I stopped doing professional makeup. It's all about the contouring and making masks so everyone looks like them, and they just make a whole bunch of clones. So the reason I stopped doing the makeup, I was doing my best friend's wedding. And I did her trial and I just made her makeup absolutely beautiful. So she, enough makeup so that the photos looked good and like she looked good in photography, but not so much that her husband wouldn't recognise her as he was walking, as she was walking down the aisle, because I find that some brides can be quite overdone. Anyway, so I did her makeup perfectly and then she was like, no, definitely want my eyes darker than that. They were already really dark. Anyway, so I did that because she was the bride and I would do what she would do, she would want. Anyway, so when it came to the actual day, I did her makeup. I did not do it as dark because I was like, I just knew it would like hide her beautiful eyes. So I just laid off that and she didn't notice, so it was okay. But I did five other bridesmaids. One of them was also, well, they were all my really good friends, but one of them was particularly one of my really good friends and she loved bronzer. Anyway, orange, tell you. Anyway, I did her makeup just absolutely beautifully, so naturally. And just, I'm not a huge fan of bronzer. Like some people wear it really well, but I'm not a huge fan. I like a pink cheek to like, you know, get the natural youthful glow. Anyway, but I did do some bronzer on her because I knew that she loved bronzer. Did her makeup. She looked so natural, so beautiful. You could see that it was her. Anyway, and I turned around, did someone else's makeup, and then I turned around and she's like putting all this bronzer on. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm the makeup artist. Why are you putting all this makeup on? Like, on top of what I already did. I already put bronzer on you and she's putting even more on. And I was like, I made you look so natural. Why do you want to look orange and like everyone else? And so that's why I quit makeup. I actually wore a lot less makeup than I even wear every day today for my wedding. I wore enough for the photos once again, but just I wanted to be really natural because of my dress really spoke for it. So I just wore really natural makeup. But social media has distorted our concept of what true beauty is. Online, it's all about aesthetics, not personality. So people are looking at other people's highlight reel, comparing it with what's happening in their real life, thinking it's real and wondering why they are feeling so inadequate. They're comparing themselves to someone who has taken 100 photos in a variety of unnatural poses, chosen just the right one, cropped it, photoshopped it, popped a filter on it, and then shared it and said, yes, that's totally what I look like. No one puts their failures on Instagram, myself included. So I used to be 20 kilos heavier and I always loved cooking. So then I went sugar-free and grain-free, except for today because that was really yummy. So went sugar-free and grain-free and I needed to adapt all of these recipes that I had previously made into sugar-free and grain-free, like refined sugar-free and grain-free, so that I could still have yummy treats but not with all the nasties. Anyway, so I would slave over in the kitchen and make these perfect, amazing little morsels and then take photos of it, put a filter on it, crop it, do all that, make it look perfect. Anyway, put them on Facebook. And then people that I hadn't spoken to in years, like 6 years plus, and like they hadn't spoken to me on Facebook and I hadn't talked to them or anything like that, they would message me and be like, can I have the recipe for that? And I was like, it really actually annoyed me because I was like, I have slaved in the kitchen. Like, this is my third batch, if not fourth batch. I have, like, made so many mistakes and so many bad products. My husband can verify that. He was my taste tester. Sometimes it was not good. But when it was good, it was very good. And then I would put it on Facebook. But once again, you don't, like, wake up, you don't see photos of women who have just woken up in the morning and have their messy hair or anything. You see them with makeup on and photoshopped, cropped, filtered, all of that. So we've got to compare ourselves, like we don't compare ourselves, but we've got to not compare ourselves to people who have done all of that and put it on Instagram. Sorry. Ah, yes. There's also an Instagram page where they are also posting videos of themselves. So the first part of the video is they are completely no makeup, hair really messy, like unnaturally messy, and just and like really weird poses and that, so that they're as ugly as possible and unattractive as possible. Anyway, and then they put their hand up in front of the lens and then they go, bam, and they're beautiful. So they've got wigs on, they've got their makeup done, but I'm talking like anime eyes, like their eyes are unnaturally large and their lips are huge and they've got wigs on and they don't even look like themselves. They don't see worth in themselves as they are. How much does this minimize the value of a woman? If I'm only worthy when I make myself look completely different to who I really am. Now, it sounds really harsh, but stop being so self-centered and self-focused, which is totally the opposite of what the world's view is. It's a real arrogance, constantly in front of the mirror, primping and preening, constantly self-absorbed. It makes them less beautiful. People think, yuck, if you're ugly on the inside, no amount of makeup will cover it. Like the stupid duck face. Anyone who doesn't know what a duck face is, it's like when you go like this and it's like, you like it's very sensual apparently. Anyway, and you stick your lips out and it's like, you're worth it. It's like just beautiful. Anyway, just smile. You are so much more beautiful when you smile. And the reason a smile is so beautiful is because you smile with your eyes. You don't duck face with your eyes. So I'll tell you a little story. My sister-in-law, she was 16 at the time. She's 18 now, but she was 16 at the time. And we were at New Year's fireworks. And there was a boy next to us and he was really cute. Anyway, so she was like, and I noticed he was really cute, and obviously she noticed he was really cute. And but she started like sticking out her chest and shocking in her cheeks, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, and she thought she was like, and she's naturally beautiful. Like, everyone's naturally beautiful. Like, she's really beautiful, and like what was she like?
Oh, I hope he notices me.
Yeah, he'll notice you, all right. You look constipated. What are you doing? Oh my goodness. Anyway, I was like, I nudged her and I'm like, just act normal. You would be so much more beautiful and not looking constipated. What are you doing? But I guess that's the thing. True beauty is not being measured by the world's standards. It's being measured by God's, and he sees the heart. Admitting that you are beautiful is not vanity. It is appreciating the work of art God made. So many women find it so difficult to take a compliment. I think women feel they almost have to apologize or ham up the compliment because I'm not allowed to acknowledge it. Oh, like, for example, oh, do you think so? Or, oh, this old thing. And all of those. If I agree with my husband when he compliments me, he feels like he can't, or it's pointless to compliment me. A lot of the time he'll be like, wow, your hair looks really good. And I'm like, I know, right? And I'm like, well, that's because I just like took time doing it. Of course I'm going to appreciate it. It's not like I was like, oh, well, that's terrible. Well, I'm going to go out anyway. Like, so, but we can acknowledge it. Women always compliment each other. Women give compliments freely, but are you doing it sincerely? For example, the Bible passage that talks about the lilies of the field, it says, don't worry about what you'll wear, but look at the flowers. They are beautiful. It doesn't mean A, don't care about what you wear, or B, hide your beauty. Flowers loudly and proudly display their beauty. Unapologetically as well. And they smell beautiful. They are not only beautiful to look at, they are full of something beautiful as well. They have fragrance, so they make you feel good. I love gardenias. Absolutely love gardenias. When I smell a gardenia, it invokes a sense of wonder. Whenever I'm walking along, I'm like, I can smell a gardenia. Where is it? I just love gardenias. So too, we need to have substance. Flowers are more than just beautiful. We are more than just beautiful. It's what's inside us, our personality, our character. When you meet someone and you think, wow, they're lovely, it's not just how they look, it's how they make you feel. It gives you a lift just being with them. I forget how people look because I see a lot of people throughout the day, but I do mostly remember how they made me feel. Sorry. True beauty is the opposite of perfection. It's about confidence, charisma, and character. True beauty emanates from a woman who is boldly and unabashedly knows who she is in Christ and is unafraid to be who God wants her to be. Your beauty comes from who God made you to be, not who you think you should be. Most of you know about my recent stint in hospital. I know because you're all praying for me, and thank you. I'm just such a better person coming out of hospital. Going into hospital, I was dry as a desert, but I came out on fire and passionate and loving God. I'll tell you a little bit about that journey. So 5 years ago, 6 months into my marriage, I got an issue. Anyway, and I ended up having to have brain surgery. Anyway, so after following the brain surgery, I got a post-operative infection, a really serious one. And I was pretty much on death's door. Well, I was on death's door. Anyway, that took a very long time to recover from. But I did eventually recover. But more recently, in October, just gone, I was faced with the same surgery again. And that was hard. So I was different hospital this time because before I was in Newcastle, then I was now I'm down in North Sydney. Anyway, I had the best surgeon. Brain surgeon in Sydney or in Australia. I'm not quite sure. I had the best neurologist. Anyway, and I went in. I had the surgery. I was in hospital for a month. I was in ICU for a week. And that's intensive care unit. So you may ask me, why did I come out on fire rather than drained and self-focused? It was because I knew he had me, and that has shaped who I am today. It is well because he is who he is. All fear was replaced by his spirit. Coming out of hospital, everyone was saying, "You look so well, so healthy, so beautiful." People don't usually say that coming out of ICU. But I know it was that I had spent so much time with him. It was Holy Spirit they were seeing. They weren't seeing the disease or the surgery. They were seeing Holy Spirit. It is so important not to be defined by tragedy. Be shaped by it, but not defined by it. So Mum just gave me some questions that she would just like me to answer, and I'll also ask if anyone else has some questions that I can help try to answer anyway. So the additional questions were, what would I say to women who are aging, who feel their beautiful years, are behind them? Well, aging is beautiful. It's experience. It's wisdom. Being wise is a really beautiful thing. And I'm talking wise, not loudly spoken. They're very different. Holy Spirit is the wisest of all. It's the still, small voice. It's also the way she carries herself. It's the way you look in his image. As a beauty therapist, people always ask me, what do I need to improve? Nothing needs improving. It's about looking after what you have, not improving it. She also asked me what I would say to younger girls. Quit with the duck face. But don't grow up being only physically beautiful. Develop some substance about you. Have interests and hobbies so you can have a meaningful conversation about something interesting. Yes, improve yourself physically, but do some self-improvement of your character and your intellect. Girls who are passionate about something other than themselves are way more attractive. Seeing someone's passion is a beautiful thing. Seeing their eyes light up when they talk about it, their face lights up because it's something they love. Passion is contagious. It draws people in and makes people want what you've got. And stop improving yourself and start embracing yourself. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Natalie. So has anyone got any questions that they would like to ask? And if you don't, that's fine, and you can just mingle and eat lots more and chat with Natty and get to know her over food if you'd like. But if anyone does have a question that they want answered, then here's your golden opportunity. Yeah.
Thanks. I've worked with young people for the last 15 years, and to hear you say, I'm not usually someone who does public speaking. That was amazing. And I would dearly love to think that you would be out there among the young people and giving your gift to them as well. It was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you, Natalie. And if anyone's last opportunity. Yes, Robin. Who was your neurosurgeon? Can you remember his name?
Little, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
Dr. Little. I knew him as Dr. Little.
Yeah, Dr. Little.
That's it. But he actually was Dr. Little, not Dr. Little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you need a really good neurologist, she can give you his name too.
Yeah, he's
So I'm a teacher and I see a lot of girls, like young girls, wearing way too much makeup. I'm not referring to you, darling. I wouldn't let you out of the house if you like that. But is there a nice way a adult can say to a teenage girl, tone it down a little bit? Or, you know, or they walk out looking completely orange. Or the wrong colour, or they've got... Yeah, anyway, but is there a nice way? No, you don't. Just let the experts... Yeah.
Okay, so I used to teach Shine, which was a program in high schools about, like, for girls, and it was about highlighting their natural beauty, not hiding behind a mask. It was not... it was small groups. And so that was good. It's because women's, girls' self-esteem is just so fragile. It is really hard. That's a really hard question as well, because it's a really hard subject. And, I mean, they think it's beautiful anyway. So I think what you need to, I guess we just speak into their worth and, how it's not all about their physical attributes, and they will eventually, it's just going to be a phase. I know when I was growing up, mum would be, I was very emo, blonde emo. Anyway, and I was always putting eyeliner on, and mum would say, can you even see? you have seriously heavy eyeliner on. Yeah, I know, but just speaking to their worth and about them inside being, interesting and all of that, and they will eventually, come around, but yeah, it's really hard. Yeah. Hope that was helpful.
Anyone else? No? Cool. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you so much. So, yeah. And while we're on the thank yous, what a lovely, lovely afternoon. And what an amazing bunch of women you are. Because all of this, look, all these beautiful treats. Well, don't look at my table, there's hardly anything left. Look at all these, where I've been sitting. Look at all these beautiful treats, you know, and that was just pulled together by us. Everyone, you know, and people brought in flowers and, you know, and goodies and teacups and lace tablecloths. And, like, it was just, we pulled it all together. And so I would just like to thank, and I'm not going to start thanking everyone by name because I don't want to miss anyone, but you all know who you are. Those who bought flowers and foliage and lace tablecloths and doilies and serviettes and remembered the things that I forgot and the beautiful treats and the savoury things and the sweet things and the chocolates and, the, and like just everything and the pretty and the candles and the, like it's just the punch and the it just goes on and on and on. And it was all done with very little effort on, actually, I'm really good at watching and getting in people's way. But thank you for tolerating me when I'm trying to help. And I just want to thank you all because what a beautiful, beautiful, lovely afternoon and what a lovely blessing to us all when we all bring our gifts and our abilities and our willingness together. And so let's just put our hands together to thank all of those wonderful, wonderful people. And we ought never forget the sound guy. Who's the sound girl? Thank you, Hayley. Thank you so much. It's lovely. And thank you again, Natalie. And let's stay and enjoy afternoon tea. But if you need to go, then maybe you need to take a doggy bag or come back to church tomorrow because we're going to have all of this for afternoon tea again tomorrow. Or morning tea after church. Anyway, have a lovely afternoon. Thank you for coming and bless you heaps.